How do we even begin this?
Man, this is
very convoluted.
We love it. It's not too convoluted. We can make it simple, but this is great.
So everybody knows Ryan Hoppe, and everybody knows Promo John, because Promo John's kind of the unofficial fifth member of Drew Garabo Live.
I think it's official. He just doesn't get paid for it.
True. Ryan Hoppe won Podcaster of the Year last year, mostly because of Mike Calta championing Hoppe Hour. So, you know, some cats here in the building have podcasts. There's a crowded table.
Every cat in this building has a podcast.
That's true. There's The Sex I'm Not Having by Anna. There's Hoppe Hour. Bunch of podcasts. SBK Live, Drew Garabo Uncensored. Pretty much everybody in this building, including the cleaning people, have podcasts. There's no money given for the award of Best of the Bay, but it seems to be extremely competitive, especially this year. I think Ryan Hoppe really wants to repeat, despite the fact that he has not gotten Mike Calta's endorsement yet. And, okay, Promo John started doing a podcast about wrestling.
It's called The Broken Table.
The Broken Table, as opposed to the crowded table that he does with Jake and Dennis from Bone TV.
Okay, I get it.
Now, we're in a rare position because I like Hoppe. I support Hoppe Hour. I've been on Hoppe Hour twice. I've never been asked to be on Broken Table, but or on a crowded table, but I support those guys. And on the Broken Table, which Promo John does with Tyson,
yes,
they talk about wrestling.
It's actually a good podcast.
I'm sure it is if you like wrestling. And I'm just introducing myself back into the wrestling game.
Yeah, don't be soft.
I'm not soft. So Tyson from Broken Table was asked to be a guest on Hoppe Hour.
Correct.
Cross-pollinization of podcasts. You with me so far? Good. Now, what we are hearing is that Ryan Hoppe, host of Hoppe Hour, asked Tyson not to mention the Crowded Table podcast. Why? I don't know. We're trying to get to the bottom of this and find out.
That's a weak move.
I have to agree with you. All these podcasters should be supporting themselves and each other.
You have to. It reminds me of the local band scene where everybody wants to tear this band apart, when in reality they should all be playing together.
They should take a page out of the local craft beer market, how they all support each other overwhelmingly.
Great point.
Yes.
Whether it's High Life, Cigar City.
Does not matter. All in it together against the big guys.
Because the more people that get their ears on podcasts, the better everyone's going to be.
Yep.
So you kind of have to uplift each other. Well, we've been watching this happen on Twitter. Ryan Hoppe just tweeted, I'm not going to mention it on my show, but a certain podcast spent 2 minutes of their show calling my voicemail. Yawn, a podcast war, very riveting. I've never spent a second contacting another podcast for material. It's not my style. My material is what's in my crazy ADHD-filled mind.
That's a style.
With air quotes around the style, sure.
Okay. Now, we actually have the voicemail that the crowd... Oh, well, Calta's here. Calta's going to love this. Come
in. This is great. I'll bring him in. Now get in here.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
This is Mike Calta Radio here at its finest.
You're stepping into a firestorm. Have some chicken tenders.
I just want to move all that food out of your way.
Now, Mike, are you following what's going on with the Hoppe Hour versus a crowded table?
I just became aware of it on Twitter or Facebook that Hoppe said that they left him a voicemail or something. Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay. So
Hoppe called it a podcast war.
Yes, and it's about to become one. And we're going to do our best to bring it to an end, which means throw gas on it. Okay, so you got a crowded table, guys. And then you've got Hoppe Hour. Crowded Table guys do an offshoot called The Broken Table, a wrestling
the
podcast.
Wrestling thing, yeah.
With Tyson and Promo John. Tyson was going to go on Hoppe Hour to talk to Ryan Hoppe. But Hoppe said, don't mention a crowded table.
All cross-promote in this building.
That's what we do. But Hoppe said, you are not to mention that.
I talk about you talk about me.
Right.
We even hate Mo. We talk about Mo.
It brings us all together.
Yeah.
So the guys from a crowded table, clearly a little butthurt that Ryan would tell Tyson, don't mention a crowded table on your podcast.
Yeah.
Because they're in the
Why would? Why would?
Nobody knows.
That's your best friend, Hoppe. You love him.
Hoppe wants to win Best Podcast of the Bay again, and I think he feels like...
He has no choice. He has no chance.
No chance this year?
No, because he only won last year because a certain chubby morning show guy with straight eyes who loves his wife promoted it.
Yeah.
This year, he's anti-Abby.
Yeah. So now these guys are really starting to take shots at each other on Twitter. And we have
Mike Caldas punch out. Mike Caldas punch out.
Oh, my God. This would be great for the punch out. And we have the audio of the guys leaving Ryan Hoppe a voicemail. Now, we did have to edit this down because there's some swearing involved.
And it's like a minute and 46. So if you want to break in or cut it off, you can.
Certainly. And here it is, Promo John leaving a voicemail for Ryan Hoppe while Tyson is on his show. He's trying to be on the air on Hoppe Hour to be heard by tens. Howard. And that's, of course, the Donald Trump audio that I just played, which is even better. Here we go. Hoppe call.
Ryan Hoppe, this is the Crowded Table calling you. We were supposed to have a big special moment. It was going to be our first live-on-live experience, but you blew it.
Like a pussy.
Yeah.
You didn't pick up.
Dunking and diving us.
This is the hardballs. We're doing the hardballs.
Oh, yeah. You're doing great. We wanted to let it be known. I heard a rumor that you were setting a strict no crowded table mentions on Hoppe Hour. So I know that we're in this thick battle for the best of the Bay, but I just wanted to see what's up because we've been nothing but gracious to you. We talked about you last week. Dennis was on the show, and, you know, honestly, it kind of pisses me off.
We think you're scared, honestly. I mean,
and I'm not trying to turn this into a belittlement thing, but after having done nothing but be nice to you, I'm just not sure why you would instruct somebody to not bring up our show on your show.
The issue is we're fine with saying Hoppe Hour, Hoppe Hour, Hoppe Hour.
I mean, send me a commercial, Ryan. I will put it on our air every time we do the podcast. Cut me a liner, and you can be best of the Bay, you know, reigning champion every week. And this is where I'm being serious. We talked before, you and I, semi-jokingly, but I'm not going to lie when I tell you I'm pretty legitimately pissed off, and I will, and I'm looking forward to and want to fight you at the Mike Out the Punch Out. That's an official challenge. Before, I didn't really know if I wanted to do it because I do like Ryan, but now that it is I've got a little steam behind me, and I am genuinely irked. I would legitimately like to fight you. So call us if you want. If you get this message and call us back, we'll be recording for the next hour. Our number is 813-867-DONG.
Dong.
It's really hard to be taken seriously when you're trying to proposition a fight with a grown man and you throw that number out there. But call us back. We would love to have you on, okay?
It's already happening.
Right.
I don't even have to Don King this one. It's already coming together.
Only in America.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. Only in America will two useless people challenge each other to a fight that nobody cares about.
So we have Promo John on the line right now.
Not John, I meant.
Promo John, what is happening?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how man. Good, good. Is that a landline you're on right now?
It is a landline. I'm coming to you live from the Red Robin at Tyrone Square Mall right now.
Oh, Red
Robin. Not from 876 Dong.
Yeah. No, not that. Thank you.
So, all right, talk to us about what's going on between you guys and Hoppe Hour right now.
I don't really know, man. I mean, it's all Hoppe at the end of the day. As far as I knew, we were friendly and we've mentioned each other and, you know, coexisted well. And then my dude Tyson went to go sit in with him, and he specifically told him no mention of the crowded table, no mention of the broken table. And I just find it kind of odd that over this best of the Bay, he's going to then somehow turn his back on us when, like you said, I think everybody knows why and how he won the best of the Bay last year.
It was because of Mike Calta's endorsement.
What? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, and this year he has not received said endorsement.
Which, by the way, I'm cool if you call your mother and tell her, hey, I won Podcast of the Year, and she goes, Ryan, I'm so proud of you. You've only been in Tampa for a couple of months, and already you won best. You don't have to tell her the truth, but don't let it really sink into your head.
Right.
Make you realize, you know, come on.
and the thing is, you know, we're not, you know, we've talked about it, and would it be great for our ego, and would it be nice to win? Yes, absolutely. But we're talking about a guy who's made, you know, online flyers and tweets out, you know, every 5 minutes about how people need to vote for him. So I honestly think it's all pretty pathetic. And as far as us needing content, any content is better than whatever the hell comes out of his mouth. I mean,
ooh.
Is this a Hoppe rant you're doing?
I think so. This is good. I like you're cutting a promo on him.
Yeah, I was going to say more of a promo than a Hoppe rant. But is he on the line? Because I'd like to talk to him.
Actually, Hoppe is not picking up our calls.
He's ducking us. I don't know why.
John, how many times have you and your crew all appeared on Hoppe Hour?
I've been on there, and Dennis has been on there. So twice.
By the way, Hoppe clearly listening right now because he just tweeted to the John Senning, I'm down.
Oh, call his show. Why wouldn't he call in?
I have no idea. Hoppy, if you are listening, you know that I am friendly towards you. I like you.
I think you're a dick.
So if you would like to join us by phone so we can iron some of this out. And the podcasting, quote-unquote, community at large is harmed when they won't support each other. I mean, Mike and I support each other. And
are you mad at me yet? I'm live on the radio. Right? They're starting to give me dirty looks at the Red Robin.
Well, tell them he said yum.
I'm live on the radio right now. You ever heard of Promo John? Oh, sorry. No, she never has.
You want to put her on the phone real quick?
No, I was going
to. Hey, Jamie, do you want to talk on the phone?
I want to make sure I can.
Right, yeah,
I'm
going
to buy some extra phone time.
Okay, bye.
She doesn't want to talk to us?
She's gone, but nobody's bothering me now, so we're good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the second half of the pugilistic punch-out combo. Joining us on the phone right now, the man who started this controversy to begin with, Ryan Hoppy.
You know how tired I am? I can't explain how much I'm yawning right now. A podcast war? Are we in 1995? Should I go get my Sega Genesis?
Ryan, you always throw this 1995 shock jock stuff out there. You're the biggest 1995 shock jock hack there is.
I'm used to that battle.
I speak my mind in an era when people don't want to speak their mind. In what way am I a shock jock? Have I had girls that are in porn on? Have I degraded people? How am I a shock jock?
Listen to yourself talk. Listen to 5 seconds of your over the top rambling, dude. That's what you are.
And Ryan, pick up your phone, by the way.
What I am is what I am. I am a genuine and honest person. I may be awkward in public. I may be awkward at bars, but when I am on the air, that is who I am.
Are you always honest? Are you honest?
Degrading both women.
Are you honest? Are you going to be honest?
Yes, Mike Kelter. What's up, bro?
Did you brush teeth today?
I did brush my teeth. I've been doing a great job with my hygiene. Being on your show last year grew me as a man.
You're welcome.
My room is clean. I'm getting laid lately. I've never been happier with my life, which is why I don't need to degrade myself to a podcast war.
Oh,
yippee-ki-yay.
Right. Ryan, are you on a speakerphone right now? Could you pick up and put it in there so we can hear all those dulcet syllables coming out of your wonderful voice?
I'm not a speaker anymore. I'm bad.
That's much better. Thank you.
Oh, my. What is that?
I don't think you put a Dixie cup over his phone. If you're just joining us right now, we have Ryan Hoppy on the line and Promo John. A bit of a brouhaha, a brewing between those two. As Ryan, why would you tell Tyson that he could not promote a crowded table by going on your podcast, Hoppy Hour, which is what started all of this to begin with?
I don't know. I wanted to go on to radio.
Can you put us back on speakerphone?
Put me back on speakerphone, please.
I'm not threatened. You know what? Crowded
this
table,
is even better.
Table, broken table,
this is even better.
I can't believe.
Fine, great.
Right, put it back on speakerphone. We can't understand anything
you
you're saying.
You should do a happy hour on this phone. It'd be better.
Sounds
better.
Yeah, and honestly, take 2 seconds to listen to the show. It sounds about the same. The guy doesn't know how to turn down a mic.
Oh, yeah! Shots fired!
And I'm done with the story that Ryan Hoppy is this grinder and everybody has to be, you know, on his nuts because he grinds. Just because he shows up and uses the room.
I never said anybody can be on my nuts. This is a life. You can win. Who cares? I never said anyone needed to kick my ass, John. Put me in a shock from the 90s.
That's what you do. Listen to yourself.
You have a great show, and you're demeaning yourself by doing this.
I don't like that he stole that insult from me. That's my number one insult. If you would have thrown cross-eyed cuckold in there, we would have had a problem, buddy.
Now, Ryan, why would you tell them that they couldn't promote a crowd? Like, you guys promoting each other seems to be a very camaraderie-laden thing to do.
It's a community, a podcast community.
Yeah, don't you want to build a village, Ryan?
Here's the difference between you and Mike promoting each other. You're not on at the same time. You guys are different slots.
Neither are you.
Is on at the same time.
You're in the same market as Mike. You would not be promoting Mike in the morning. Maybe I'm an egomaniac. Maybe I'm out of my head. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to promote the other shows. And the fact that they had to call me on their show proves they have no material if they have to call my show. Wow, riveting, guys.
Well, Ryan clearly with a little bit of animosity towards a crowded table.
I mean, if I was him and I saw what was going on and I saw that this show that had started in a fraction of the time that mine existed and was going to come in and it's blatantly better, I mean, I don't really think there's even much of a competition. If any of you could sit there and listen to the show, the Crowded Table is a better show. There's many more aspects.
Okay, fine.
There's segments.
It's better in your opinion.
Ryan Hoppe just sits there and runs his mouth, and it's all about Ryan. I mean, it's not just a joke when people talk about me.
I've had 150 guests promoting different radio people.
You've had 150 guests, and you rambled over them talking about yourself for the entire time.
And you're tearing me apart. I invited that dude on my show last week. So get the hell out of here with, oh, it's all about me.
Yeah,
genuine Bakashi person you ever meet.
What?
For 5 seconds, listen to Hoppe talk, and it's going to be 99.9% about him, whether he's in an interview or not. 95% of his interviews are him rambling over his guests.
Fair criticism. Joining us in studio right now is Tyson, who was instructed when going on Hoppe Hour to promote the Broken Table podcast not to talk about the Crowded Table. Tyson, is that accurate?
That's fairly accurate, yeah.
And what was your reaction when Ryan said, hey, you can come on my podcast to be listened to by tens, but you can't promote the Crowded Table podcast?
I was taken aback.
Sure.
Because like you, I think, you know, cross-marketing, cross-promotion, healthy.
Build a village.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I think if this conversation that's going on right now between John and Hoppe shows anything, it's of the real true animosity that's between Hoppe Hour and the Crowded Table that I had no idea existed.
Neither did
Nobody
I.
Nobody did.
Like yesterday, I would have thought all these podcasters got along and supported each other. Ryan, are you comfortable being the wedge that is being driven into the podcast community here in beautiful Tampa, St. Pete, Florida?
You know what? Maybe this is good for podcasts so it can show who's the true best. And even if I don't win this year, I will keep on grinding. And I know John said, oh, you're safe because you want to grind in this business. I'll keep doing my thing, and I will remember when I won in
2016. What does grinding mean?
I got breaking news.
If you were to combine the complete network of everyone I had on, it'd be insane.
Listen,
I got breaking news. This just in for John Brennan. If Hoppe can't come together and join in the podcast community, then maybe we can no longer let him use our facilities to do his podcast.
Oh.
We were nice enough to do him a favor, but he can't seem to pay it forward. Love, John Brennan, executive producer.
Wow.
You want to know what? I don't know if that's a bit or not, but I don't want that for Hoppe. I mean, I'll be completely honest. Wow. I don't want him.
Well,
I'm not going soft, but I don't want his podcast taken away from him, although I don't think it's good or anything, but he does put a lot of time into it. But that being said,
P.S. His podcast is terrible.
That is not anything but a farcical email or text. That is farcical. John Brennan did not write any of that.
And he's a dickhead.
But Hoppe, the point is, these guys are willing to support you. You don't get anything for being best of the Bay. You don't get a money prize. You don't get automatic listeners, downloads, new studio, nothing. It's just a pride thing. So put the accolades aside and go, you know what? We're all in this podcasting thing together. Let's support each other.
Maybe you're right, Drew. Maybe I should just lay down and give up and let them take over. Whatever. I'm good.
Good idea.
Take over what?
Take over what? What do you own that they're going to be taking over? Someone else is going to be Podcast of the Bay. It's probably not.
I'm in your way.
Probably not going to be you. So, you know, just support each other.
You know what? Why couldn't Barack Obama win 2 terms? Why couldn't
the
Lakers of 2009 and 2010 win back-to-back? If I want to make it in this business and get past my awkwardness, get past my speech impediment, and get past the other things I have, then I need to keep grinding and think about making it to the top. Do you think Howard, when he was in Connecticut, let all the people around him get away?
This is the perfect example. Hoppe has just now compared himself to the Lakers. Do we see what the problem is here?
And Barack Obama.
He's closer to the Lakers.
I do want to be the greatest of all time. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll
You definitely won't. Let's ruin that right now. You definitely won't.
Whatever.
No, true.
So, John, you've taken the high road during this discussion, and I appreciate that, but clearly my version of the high road, which should be no one's version of the high road, clearly there's a lot of animosity here.
Oh, this is in. John Brennan, please tell everybody that starting Saturdays at 9 p.m., the Crowded Table will be live on 102.5.
Oh.
And we're paying them more than Johnny Bates. Love, John Brennan, executive producer.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that email for quite some time.
Surprised it came so quick. Hoppy Hour's been on wait, and it's award-winning.
And Saturday Afternoons with Mo is now going to be a floss cast where he talks about the importance of dental hygiene
and balance.
And balance, not falling out of your chairs. So, guys, I don't know what we do to resolve this.
Oh, I do. Mike Kelta's Punch-Out.
I mean, clearly.
Do they accept?
Promo John, Ryan Hoppy, will you battle each other for podcast supremacy, if not pugilistic excellence, in the squared circle at Mike Kelta's Punch-Out?
I will gladly punch Ryan Hoppy in the face repeatedly.
Hoppy?
I am in. You are going down, buddy boy.
I will give the winner a dollar store frame with a printed out piece of paper that says Podcast Punch Out Champion, the equivalent of Best of the Bay physical award to the winner.
And I will exclusively appear on Only the Winner's podcast. Only the winner.
Isaiah's loser leaves town.
Loser leaves town.
You're not allowed to do the podcast in this building.
No more podcast.
Give up your rights.
That's right. So the stakes are very high. Ryan Hoppy, thank you for joining us. Promo John, thank you for joining us. Everyone, support both podcasts. Actually, three. Hoppy Hour, Crowded Table, Broken Table, and SBK Live, Drew Garabo Uncensored as well.
And anything Tyson's girlfriend does.
Right.
All good.
So thank you, gentlemen.
Did you break up with her?
Yes,
I've been waiting. Finally. Is she hurt? Does she need comforting?
She might. I don't know.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no.
Where's your chance, man?
Holy.
I want to ask Tyson because, I mean, you know, you're responsible for starting all this, and we greatly appreciate the content, but weren't you scheduled to appear every Monday on Hoppy Hour? Do you think that's still going to happen?
Every Monday?
I'd like for it to happen. And to be honest, the moment when he broke it down and asked me not to mention the Crowded Table was only the second time.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm still pretty new to the
whole
podcast.
What do you want to do in that thing?
You know, just kind of bring my flavor to the table.
Oh, the flavor.
Bring the flavor.
Bring it to the Crowded Table.
Yeah.
They already got table in the name.
I've been asking those guys to have me on, and they haven't. So. if you're not wanted somewhere, you got to go somewhere else.
You want to fight Dennis?
Get in where you fit in. This is somebody tweeted me. Hoppy's arrogance is getting out of control. Lakers, Obama, Gandhi next. # brush your teeth. That was something else.
Hey, this was Mike Kelta walked into a perfect situation.
Yeah, this was custom made for you.
This is great. Yeah. I love this. Now I'm really gonna have to put this punch out thing together. The fights are. I said the fights would come organically, and they certainly are.
There's some serious animosity there. We could be corner men too. Like we could be corner men for the Crowded Table.
I would be a corner man.
Yeah.
Why don't you go in the corner? Of nobody. You're in a neutral corner, and whoever's winning, then you shift to their corner.
Because
you're going to only go with the winner
after
it's over.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
Yeah. All right. This is good stuff.
I know. Well, where was Hoppy calling from?
I don't know. That was a weird connection.
Can I guess?
Closet somewhere, probably.
Yeah. Glory hole. No, I'm going to assume I'm going to assume his phone is broken, and the only way he's able to talk is on speaker.
Yeah.
And only an idiot like him can't get it fixed. I don't know. Does he have any job that gives him money?
No, he should find one, though. He really should.
Well, yeah, promotion's here. And is he interning somewhere?
I don't know.
I bet he's eating one of those cats by now. I'm sure you go there, there's going to be another. Because Rob went to his house one time, and he would not let Rob inside. He would not let him pass the door. He wouldn't let him look in.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be bones and hair everywhere.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
Very suspicious. Much like J.D. Harmeyer's apartment in the on the Howard Stern universe.
Very similar.
Yes.
Yeah,
in many ways. And articulation.
Exactly.
So I talked to Oliveira today about the Universal thing, about getting you guys out there, too. So we're putting those wheels in motion.
I'm down, man.
I had that vision on the way over there that I thought, man, if Pitbull Toddler could play a gig at City Walk, we could get a bunch of listeners out there, party, making an Orlando takeover for the Bone.
I think that'd be wonderful. I'm going to Guns N' Roses on Friday.
Are you?
In Orlando. And evidently, a bunch of listeners are going there as well. So I'll have people to be friends with.
That is good.
I'm meeting Russ Rollins at his house, and we're driving over there together. I couldn't even say that in a straight face.
I almost cried. I legit almost cried.
That's funny.
A tear.
I'm just kidding. Me and Tuttle are going. I got you again.
He's got a lot of free time. Next Friday, you guys are playing South of the Skyway.
We're at formerly known as the Cabana Inn, Kelly's Live in Sarasota.
Is there a hotel nearby?
I don't know. Yes, there's plenty of hotels nearby because we stay out there all the time. But it was like a motel. It's got a pool and everything that they turned into like a cool place. Could you? Could she be a little louder? You think?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. She screams at the top of her.
Are you an opera singer?
Her mic's not even on.
So I don't know if their hotels are livable or not, but there are plenty. Why, you're gonna lie and tell me you're coming out there?
Not lie, but it's been too long, and I really feel like I missed out this past Friday. I wanted to go to the Daiquiri Deck or Shack.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so I want to go to the gig Friday. So I was planning on making arrangements for my son to be somewhere so that I could come and hang out with you guys.
I would love it. I'm not gonna say I'm looking forward to it because I've been crushed so many times. Like when I was in high school and I really liked the girl, and she's like, "I'll let you know," and right. She never lets me know. So
I'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Being billed at me, Russ Rollins wouldn't do that to me.
Too soon. All right. When we come back, we've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Help yourself to some PDQ, please.
What? This is the best. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
That this is the best day ever. I came back here to say hi. I was searching for Pokemons. I'm like, let me come in and say hi to you guys.
Sure.
And then I came in here and there's PDQ. And have you had this stuff that goes with the apples?
Yeah, the caramel dipping sauce.
I would eat Hoppy's hand if I could put it in there. That's how good it is.
Oh, Tom the Tree Man, by the way, said that he could be the referee.
I'd eat Tom the Tree Man.
Oh, gross. He said he'd be the referee for the Mike Alta Punch Out since he's not winning this year's podcast of the year. I didn't even know he had a podcast.
I don't consider that a podcast. I think that's an online streaming show.
Right.
That was a good save, I think.
Very
nice. I don't really know what that is.
Well done. So we're going to come back. We've got It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
Can I just go on the record and say I've never listened to any of these podcasts?
No,
ever.
I have
never listened to Hoppy. I was on Hoppy. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah. I'll admit it.
Yeah, I know you don't because you're anxious to be on Hoppy's. Clearly, you've never listened to it.
I've heard clips of the crowded table, and I've listened to the Hoppy hours that I've been on and the clips from when Seth's been on and said nice things about me, but that's about it.
If the boat was sinking and I could only save a crowded table or a Hoppy hour, it's a clear choice on who I would save. Need I say more?
No, you don't.
I would park that anchor on Hoppy's face in order to save John. I'm just saying.
Well, he's grinding.
So, you know.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, Bay.
Kevin, is someone a fan of yours if they won't buy a ticket to your show, but they are looking for a free one?
It's a fan, but it's a cheap fan.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Danielle.
It's a fan, but it's a cheap fan. I love them, but I'm not going to pay to go see them. But I love them so much.
I mean, she's a big fan. She would always send us YouTube videos of you and telling us to watch you and all this. And then when your show came up here in Tampa, at the last second, she was trying to get tickets from the rap station all over the place, didn't get free tickets, and then decided she didn't want to spend money on them, Danielle. I don't think you're a true fan at all.
I apologize, Kevin.
You know what?
They're not lying to you.
I'm not going to let them turn me against you, Danielle. You talk about me and you put people on to me and you show them videos. You're still a true fan.
Okay, thank you very much. I am cheap. I apologize.
No, and she did say, Kevin, that she would rather sit in the second level at a Kevin Hart show than sit front row at a Chris Rock show. So I think that says that she's a pretty big fan right there.
Danielle, I appreciate your support. That's why I'm not going to turn on you. I can hear it in your voice when I just talk to you. I can tell you're a true fan.
Thank you.
Danielle, don't you have something somewhat racist to run by Kevin also?
Okay. I don't believe this is racist, but Kevin, you can tell me. What I really appreciate the most about you is that you are such a universal comedian that you don't rely solely on the fact that you're a black comedian for all of your jokes. Like, I feel, I like comedians and I watch, you know, the whole spectrum, and I hate women who rely on the fact that they're women to do their whole show, and you're just funny about everything. You don't play the race card. You just don't do that, and I appreciate that. Does that make me racist?
Yes.
No. That makes you a fan of a true comedian. You know, like, if you look at the comedians that are real comedians, they talk about themselves. They talk about their life experiences. They talk about what people can relate to. You can't just be funny to one group of people. And, you know, when you get the comedians, they go, man, white people do this, but black people do it like this. You ever see a Chinese person do this? What's up with that? You can't do that forever. So I totally agree with her. I'm on your side with that, and that's something I pride myself on appealing to everyone.
You know what I mean?
I'm able to travel the world and do my job, and I don't have to change because, like you said, it's universal. So that makes my job a lot easier, and I appreciate you for noticing it.
No problem. I appreciate you for that. You are my favorite comedian because of that.
Wow. He's Kevin Hart. The movie that he's plugging is a theatrical version of the 2011 Laugh at My Pain comedy tour, earning over $15 million in ticket sales. Kevin, have you ever been approached by management or an agent or anyone who asked you to black it up a little bit more, who said, you know, hey, look, you know, this black comedy is really big right now. Could you just black it up a little bit more for us?
Well, you know, it's funny. I honestly got to say no, because I've had the same team. I've been lucky enough to have the same team around me for, I believe, 9 years. Almost 10 years that have been a part of my career. So have seen my career gradually grow, and they stayed true to what I was doing and my beliefs. And you know what? I mean, together we've accomplished big things. And now for my movie to be getting released theatrically, it's huge. And a lot of people don't understand, like, I own it. I own this movie. You know, I did it myself. I did it myself. I put tons of money into my company, and I saw a vision of doing what nobody has done in our generation. You know what I mean? The last people to take a movie and release it theatrically was Martin Lawrence and Run Tell That. Before him was Eddie Murphy. Before that was Richard Pryor. And I'm sorry, the Kings of Comedy had one that they did. So it's only been four. So right now I'm number five on that list, and that's a very elite group to be a part of. So, you know, I got a chance to make history, man. And I did it the right way, by being patient and waiting until my fan base got to a point where I could actually move tickets and convince the studio to distribute it.
That's awesome, man. We're talking with Kevin Hart. His film is Laugh at My Pain. Seth?
Kevin, what happened, man? You had to cuss some punk out kid out in Target?
Yo, all day. Sometimes you got to tell these kids, man. You're talking about my Twitter. Yeah, look, man, I'm not afraid of kids, okay? And kids sometimes try to challenge me due to the fact that my height isn't where it's supposed to be. Now, here's the thing, okay? You can either back down from these kids or you can fight them. I fought several kids, and I have no problem admitting that. Sometimes you got to get down with the get down, man. And in Target, I had to get down with the get down with this little boy.
I love it, man.
Well, what did he do? What did he call you?
Hey, man, you know, we're on air. I don't want to have you guys push the dump button. He called me some stuff, man, because I took what it was. I'm an Xbox guy.
Sure, okay? Me too.
I love to play video games. And, dude, I needed a controller, and I needed a game. And they had, like, the last controller. Like, the last controller was there. So I go to get the controller. I got there before him, and he was mad that I took the last controller. He called me like a old man, and he put some other language in there. And my defense was I threw the game at the back of his head first, and I missed. And I had to get something else. So then I just act like I ran by him. I gave him a hard bump. And I was ready for it. I would have went right there.
Like, I man, that is awesome.
He didn't want war.
No, he didn't. Hey, and if you're ever on Xbox Live and you're looking to play a game of Madden,
you can play
with Seth. His gamer tag is WhiteWheezy97. I swear to God, I'm not making that up.
That might be the funniest gamer tag I've ever heard in my life.
It's all about WhiteWheezy. It's all about having a nice gamer tag.
WhiteWheezy97, man. Best of luck to you, Kevin, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, you guys take it easy.
You too, man. Take care.